I am getting ready to actually finally put the shingles. They finally came in on the garden shed of mine. We had these custom ordered shingles. They're finally here. They look like slate. And yesterday I spent the afternoon getting ready to put them on. Now you'd think, well, what's so hard about that, Tim? Just, you know, get them on the roof. Well, one of the things that a lot of roofers don't do when they put roofs on here in town, I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, every time I'm looking at these houses, I'm looking at the edge, what I call the rake detail. Like if you've got a sloped roof, you know, those the outer edges of your trim boards, you can actually see the wood go up and touch the underside of the shingles where they're overhanging your roof. Well, 99 times out of 100, when I look up there, I don't see this very special piece of metal. There's a special piece of metal that's supposed to be on the outside edge of the roof. And it on a cross section, it kind of looks like, oh, I want to say it looks like the letter T with a really short, stubby leg. And this is a very important piece of metal because what it's supposed to do is, you know, when we get windy, like in a big violent thunderstorm, or we have other times in the fall and actually during the wintertime, we get those pretty significant rainstorms where you've got a lot of driving wind. I know this sounds crazy, but depending on the direction that the wind's coming, it can actually drive water up underneath that edge of those shingles. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. And this metal, when it's installed properly and it laps over, this is very important, the metal goes on after the tar paper is installed. Now you're wondering, tar paper? The roofer didn't even put tar paper on my roof. Well, that's a mistake too. And so you have to have this metal thing on. And what it does also, it serves another very important purpose. It projects out from the roof about an inch, and also it keeps the shingles from bowing down. Sometimes you'll see the shingles on a roof, an asphalt roof, they kind of bend over, and that's just not acceptable. So you need to have this piece of metal on if you're getting a new roof put on. Talk about that with your roofer. Finally, there's another piece of metal down at the gutter. It's called a gutter apron. And that piece of metal actually goes on before the felt paper, or you can put it on after the felt paper's installed. You just got to make sure that the felt paper's been nailed up a little high so that you can slide this up underneath the felt paper. Now, this piece of metal, once the gutter's installed, the actual gutter slides up behind the metal as it goes across the gutter board. So you know how shingles work, how one is laid on top of the other? So think about it. Imagine if your gutter is the first shingle on your roof. I know this sounds crazy. So the gutter apron laps over the vertical back face of the gutter, and then the first row of shingles lap over, well, then actually it's the tar paper laps over the gutter apron, and then the shingles on top of that. So these pieces of metal, that one on the rake edge and these gutter aprons, super important. If you're getting a new roof put on, if you're getting a new house built, make sure you specify that those have to be put on. And if you have any questions about how it's supposed to be done, just let me know. I'm going to have photos of it for you in this really neat ebook that I'm actually writing here in the next 30 days about how to put this roof on. You're going to love it.